Hello, today's sermon, the second part of the asking the question that we asked the question last week, which is creation or evolution? This is the theme of the title of the sermon, same as last week. This is the fourth time we're going through the Genesis. We're still on the first two chapters of the Bible, which is the first book of the Bible, which is Genesis. So last we discussed the God's creation of this world, and the first theme of the Bible is Genesis last week, and the title is creation or evolution. Which one is true? We looked at various hypotheses of evolutionist claims. The Bible is not written to prove as a scientific fact that creation is true. The creation event in Genesis refers to God's amazing work. It is far more scientific than what evolutionary theories claim. And it is supported from what we can see in natural laws. As you can see on the screen right now, the book of Genesis is split into two parts. The first part is again chapter 1 to 11, and the following almost 40 chapters is all about the origin of the Israelites, how God carries his promise. So we're covering the first part of Genesis, which is still we're talking about the original history. It's a common history for all nations, all tribes, and all tongues. So let's talk about evolutionary theory in more details. Everyone knows who Charles Darwin is. Since he proposed his theory called evolution theory, it's been almost 160 years. It's never been proved to be true so far. There's no scientific experiments or any the claims that has proven as a fact. The evolutionary theory since Darwin proposed 160 years ago, which implies it's quite new, very relatively new hypothesis we've been talking about compared to all other physical laws and scientific experiments and the theories, etc. Evolutionary theories are all based on hypotheses. During 160 years of its existence, none of the hypotheses, again, reiterated again, none of it have proved it to be true through carrying out of experiments. All the hypotheses have failed, indeed. It is a current reality that still teaches our students incorrect facts. Here, because it's quite important, the highlight of today's sermon, I'll repeat it here again. Evolutionary theories are all based on the hypothesis. During the last almost 60 years since Charles Darwin proposed, during the existence of the theory, none of the hypotheses have proved to be true through the carrying out out of any experiments. All the hypotheses have failed indeed. It's the current reality that still teaches our students incorrect facts. So it's not fact at all. So as Christians, we shouldn't be content in just reading the Bible texts as a bit and praying with tears. We shouldn't forget to study the Bible with the correct scientific and historical knowledge, and actual research into what is said in the Bible, because that in of itself is a Bible study. Look diligently at the Word of God. Here we go again. We must not forget that when it comes to the Word of God, we have a calling to speak bodily, boldly about our faith when it needs to be said, and to teach our next generation the right teachings. So when it comes to the Word of God, this is the reason I want to go through the evolutionary theory, how false it is, in more details, so that it will help us claim the Word of God as a truth. So let's take a look at the fossil data and the second theme in the study of the book of Genesis. So in order to look at the fossil evidence, we should first consider the order in which evolution evolved. The order of the evolutionary theory is divided into the four categories. Australopithecus, southern monkey, is said to be about 4 million years old. Everyone knows this terminology because it's so many times it's been we've been taught through the TV documentary, also from our textbooks and from the exhibition and the museums and etc. So although it is different from the present day human race, it was able to walk on both feet bipedal walking. It was able to use tools with both hands because both hands were free. It is considered to be monkey that started the beginning of the human civilization. So unlike monkeys, its canes are small and less sharp, so they are known to be humans closely related monkeys. The second one, Homo erectus, about 1.8 million years old. It's the first human to leave Africa. He lived in Africa, the evolutionists say, in Africa, Asia, and Siberia, as well as Indonesia, and etc. 1 million years ago, it came out. It seems to have been used to hunt large mammals, such as mammoths, and cut flesh from animals, use them to make leather. So they are considered to have first used the language and used the fire to cook their meat. They are considered close relatives to human beings. Okay, the third one, the Homo sapiens, probably you guys all heard about it. The pastor's been going through that on the screen. Please have a look at the pictures there. It may help you to understand what I say here. The Homo sapiens, about 200,000 years ago, it's called the Homo sapiens. It means wise man. Homo sapiens, it means a person with wisdom and person who thinks. From here, it is classified as a species, like modern human beings. They seem to be aware of the meaning of death and have a perception of afterlife. Okay, the fourth one, the Homo sapiens sapiens. Again, the sapiens repeated twice. The name is Homo sapiens sapiens. About 3,000 to 4,000 years ago, it came up. So Homo sapiens sapiens, again, is a wise man. In direct translation, is a scientific name used in biology and anthropology for modern humans. Homo sapiens sapiens is the name used to describe today's humans as a species of biology or anthropology, again. It is a subspecies of Homo sapiens and appears to have developed in the late Paleolithic culture after about a full 40 to 50,000 years before the warm glacial stage. However, the last year, a team of German and Moroccan researchers from the Moroccan ruins of northwestern Africa, they found Homo sapiens skulls and teeth and jawbone, and the analysis of the fossils were that it existed about 300,000 years ago, according to a report in the journal Science Nature. Probably everyone heard about the journal called Science Nature. The oldest Homo sapiens fossil ever found in an Omokibis in Ethiopia. It was about 200,000 years ago. It is now expected to be 300,000 years old. It's a vast change in terms of their age. Anyway, so you would say that the simple tools were used, Australopithecus. Tools were used by Australopithecus and Homo erectus are the first two examples I mentioned. In between those two, it is presumed that Homo habilis is also used tools. There are different names anyway. So people continue to find fossils, mainly by finding some bones. After making various scientific investigations into those bones, impressive presentations, very impressive presentations are made, and the findings are published in a famous science journal such as Nature and Science, etc. So look at the screen. You see the bone. Some part of the bone, they just made up a human, one of our origin of the human beings, Homo something something. You see this bone, do you know what this is? Also, if the main character of this bone is a woman or man, do you know? How can you differentiate? How can they make a human as a conjecture of something human-like, humankind, using a part of bones there? So So it was discovered in one of the examples I just want to tell you was that the picture on the screen I shown at the moment, it was discovered in 1974 by American anthropologist Donald Johanson in Ethiopia, Africa. On the night of discovery of this fossil, the famous song "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds" of the Beatles came out on the radio at the camp. The name is named therefore Lucy. It was said to be the first female human fossil to stand upright and said to be 3.2 million years old. This is first found ancestor of mankind that we have learned through textbooks. It is amazing. But the more surprising thing is the Lucy looks at newborn. You will say that this was definitely evidence of Lucy standing upright. These newborns are found in an area 3 kilometers away, again, 3 kilometers away from where the above things were found, which is quite funny. It's not on 3 meters or 30 meters, but 3 kilometers, 3,000 meters away, the newborns. So most of the fossils you see in the material display are made of amazing creatures like this. This bone is found here a lot. So most skulls, a little or part of the jaw, some teeth, and etc. This is what is used to make up such a finished creature. So in making conclusions about these creatures, the writers always say, "I believe this and that," and blah blah. So mostly making these things, I must add, and I believe that he would have done this. So there is only one place where we can see the complete state of these fossils. It is only in the books where the writers have created these creatures. In December of last year, the BBC was ahead of Lucy presented in Littlefoot, the fossil that made 3.7 million years ago. There have been the reports that more than 20 years have been unearthed and restored in South Africa. If you dig 20 years restore, what a huge storyline, you know? I cannot imagine it at all. So some 1.8 million years ago, the human ancestors were separated into Homo erectus by Javanese and the Beijing coast and Heidelberg, etc. Homo sapiens, which will be repaired by 300,000 years ago, have Neanderthals, the Dutch scientists claim they found something similar. So Homo sapiens, who is said to be a direct ancestor of modern humans, who appear to have appeared about 3 to 4 million years ago, is a Cro-Magnonist, Grimaldi, and a homosexual. It is like a screen shown there. When you see the places where these fossils are found, I don't think so now. Cro-Magnonians, and who are Homo sapiens anyway, were also said to have been the ancestor of the white, the ancestor of Greenians, ancestor of the Negroes. So let's look at each history fossil as evidence of this evolution. Javan, which is claimed in 1891, a man named Du Bois, a surgeon and evolutionist in Holland, began collecting fossils in Java Island in Indonesia. One day he found a fragment of the broken skull and two molar in the Solar River hills of the Trinil region. And the next year, about a year after that, he found a thigh bone about 50 meters from where he found the fragment of the skull. The skull found was low in the forehead and sloped and thick in the eye. So in addition, the volume of the brain was estimated to be about 900 cubic centimeters, and it was assumed that considered these findings were the missing link in human evolution. And in 1895, at the International Congress of Zoology in Leiden, Germany, the fossil was reported to be the human corpus germen, which is shown on the screen right now at the moment. it was announced that this was the 500,000 years old upright fossil as shown on the screen. And later in 1906, Dubois went down to the basement 20 meters from the same place where he found the jawbone, and then tried to dig a new fossil while dumping a total of 10,000 cubic yards of soil. None of the bones were found. He didn't found it in 1930, 1953, 1961. He did the same thing and it couldn't be found. Eventually, it turns out the fossil of the jawbone discovered by him, the Dubois, is merely a fossil of a large gibbon and a chimpanzee. So basically, it wasn't the human ancestor at all. It was just a fragment of bones from chimpanzee. So another example shown on the screen, the Heidelberg, the human, the German scientists, they claimed, or they found some kind of ancestor of human beings in 1907. So what eventually each anthropologist at that early 1900, they wanted to find the original human species. Because they want to claim themselves, their tribes, their nation is older than the others. But they try to find some fossils which look like or something older than human beings. Also, they want to find some missing link, which is quite similar to humans, who we are, but slightly different to who we are. So they want to prove that evolution has happened from monkey to humans. Okay, another example. Again, as I mentioned before, the Holland Dutch people also tried to find the ancestor of human beings about 1856. A similar story is again, it wasn't even part of bones from human beings, it was a fragment of bones from some animals. So a lot of terminologies about Homo sapiens and all that, and we were told that those were the ancestors of the human beings, which we were taught from the science class in the schools, also from museum and exhibition, etc. Those are from the boom of the evolution theory that Charles Darwin proposed in early 1900 years. Especially European people, also some Asians, they tried to find something, the origin of the human beings, to claim that they are somewhat better than the other nations. And the funny thing is they actually published them officially. It was accepted and published as a scientific fact in one of the most prestigious scientific journals such as Nature or Science. So please do enjoy some pictures shown in the screen at the moment. It's another example, chromite. Was also claimed to be one of the origins of Homo sapiens, name of the human being species, which was claimed in 1868. Just have a look at the screen at the moment. As shown on the screen, it's a good example that they actually used a part of the skull, for example, and they made a conjecture of the total skeleton, which is not even close to human, but they just made up somewhat on the intermediate step towards the human from monkey. They really wanted to find some missing links there. But all the series of examples that I've been showing now is proven to be actually false and incorrect on evidence. She was even claimed by a lot of evolutionists in modern days of science, scientific findings. So where are missing links? It's shown on the screen at the moment. They wanted to find something in intermediate steps from monkey to who we are. There's a lot of question marks there. Another example, the human ancestors. This time it was discovered in China about 40 kilometers southwest from Beijing in 1921, two teeth were discovered and named the cause of Beijing. So a complete skull was discovered in 1929. It was said to be a precious key to unlock the origins and the secret of evolution. The fossil of the three original Beijing excavated in 1936. And a large amount of stone artifacts disappeared. Immediately after the outbreak of the Pacific War, the safe was opened, a safe that kept the fossils, and artifacts were said to have disappeared. The Rockefeller Foundation, which sponsored excavation work, is trying to transport it to a safe place in advance. So I don't know exactly why it is gone, but I guess now the science and technology are developing more and more. It seems that this convenient disappearance did away with his lives. So how the Beijing, in 1907, a strong lower jaw was first discovered by high school teacher Otto Gottsacki in Moen Quarry near Heidelberg in Germany. The teeth were thin compared to the coarse and large jaws, and there are 32 teeth like modern men. At first, based on modern teeth, Homo Heidelbergensis was named. It included the old man. He was later resembled a Homo erectus and had similar characteristics. So it was included in Homo erectus and classified as an origin. So then it is now classified as a Homo sapiens. So looking at the Neanderthals that the Holland people, a scientist, claimed they found some ancient ancestor of Homo sapiens. I can be classified as Homo sapiens in other species. It was a mixed, and the various arguments were consistently reversing. In 1856, the German anthropologist said the mid-person existence of monkeys. It was announced that such an entity, which seemed very close to modern humans, lived in Germany only 200,000 years ago. The fossils found in Neanderthal Valley are called Neanderthal. An upper skull, two femoral bones and three arm bones, two left arm bones, a part of left ilium, and a part of the shoulder bones, and several ribs. The man who discovered this at first said he thought this bone was a part of a bear. When these bones fall into the hands of scientists, they are born with tremendous creations, as a conjecture. And then the fossils are classified as Homo sapiens, the ancestor of the human, the official name of the human beings. As a species, Homo sapiens refers to the subspecies of Homo sapiens. A subspecies refers to the substeps of species species classification. They are the same species but have different regional differences. For example, human beings are classified as a Homo sapiens. This includes two subspecies, Neanderthals and modern humans. So the Neanderthals, a scientific name is Homo sapiens neanderthalensis. Anyway, the scientific name of modern humans is Homo sapiens, I mentioned again here. 1968, he claimed that Cro-Magnon was living in France. Geologist Louis Leite discovered for the first time in March 1868 in the Croatian cave district. The caves are said to have rocks that were used to protect fossils. This species was named the Cro-Magnon 1. The skull was a thin forehead and thin bone, which is very similar to the present human form. You will say the Cro-Magnon were very creative in adapting to environmental changes and were able to make stones and throws that can make needles and arrows, etc. Some tools. Most of all, they tell us that they can tell they are not the primitive mankind, but the present to us. So in fact, from the very beginning, that everything seems so imagined and conjectured, and so explaining. In fact, the mankind was created as in God's image, as the Bible says, made with the purpose to rule all things from the beginning and live wisely on earth. Many human evolutionists have made great efforts to find intermediate fossils, the missing link that evolved from monkeys to humans. In some cases, it was found, or often the case, the evidence was manipulated to be the missing link. The typical case is that we learned that humanity is the cause in the textbook. It is the Japanese. Later, it was discovered the fossils were from the gibbon and chimpanzee. However, there are a lot of such fraud cases in history. Let me give you another example here again. In 1912, a British lawyer named Charles Dawson claimed a school in the Pitt Town region of England said it is a 300,000 years old school. Neanderthal and Heidelberg in German is 200,000 years old or 250,000 years old. This time it was discovered in England, it was 300,000 years old, ape, halfway between a human and monkey. So Charles Dawson went to each university with a skeleton bucket and lectured with great guarantees. So while Charles Dawson was alive, he was treated very well, world famous, became famous lecturer. Soon after he died, developed, and it was revealed that he was manipulated because they analyzed the composition with it. So in the Science magazine, it was announced that this school was manipulated with a colored cover. However, it was taught in textbooks for over 40 years. When people schools and monkey schools make a difference. The human face inclination angle is close to vertical. However, the monkey jumps up at a 45-degree angle. That's the major difference there. So the obvious difference is so obvious to tell. However, this isn't really an accurate distinction. If you look only at the pictures and the jaws harden after they die, it may then be constructed as an ancestor of an ape. So anyway, in the past, these frauds have happened. Charles Dawson pulls off the jaw of the person on the bones he found and puts the orangutans together, cleverly mixed the teeth of the chimpanzee. They were immersed in a chemical agent called chromic acid, which erodes fossils through the passage of time. It was manipulated and chemically treated to make it seemingly difficult to distinguish. Then with the manipulated evidence, he said that it was a 300,000 years old ape. A man named the Conan Doyle, who built the Sherlock Holmes in this pit in a manipulation case, was very closely connected to it. The people and monkeys can't cross species because they have different numbers of chromosomes from the beginning. So monkeys are monkeys, people are human beings are human beings. Humans have 46 chromosomes and 60 in cattle, 38 in cats, and 104 in carp. If you look at this, it's not that good to have too many chromosomes. These are 22 in dogs, and 77 chromosomes in chickens, and 48 in chimpanzees. If you subtract two chimpanzees, we will become a human because the DNA information of the chromosome is not the same. It's scientifically clear the fact that the pathway from species is blocked. It's inherently blocked because number of chromosomes do not match at all. But nowadays, there is a case of a crossbreeding with the greed of people. You know, lion and tiger, for example. In most cases, number of chromosomes must be the same. Otherwise, it won't work. The crossbreeding. So the kind of concept in Genesis 1 is to say the same kind of chromosomes today. When the Bible says the same kinds were brought to be on board in Noah's Ark, that means the same kind, means animals have the same number of chromosomes. So the kind of concepts, when the biology classification stage was created by Linnaeus in the 1700s, 18th century, most of them would have been confirmed by the naked eye. But now the science is developing and the chromosomes can be identified. You can now more precisely about the types of animal got made, we can see. There are so many things in the world that seek to find intermediate species of human evolution. It's a missing link. That is not unreasonable at all. In 1922, a man named Harold Cook of the United States, he found a once oddly shaped tooth in the central U.S. states, Nebraska. Other bones were not found together, but one tooth was found. Based on that tooth, the rest was imagined and conjectured. It was called a mid-person between a human and monkey. The missing link here again was introduced as a Nebraska person. Now they claim that they do have some human ancestors in America, and even put it in a textbook. There was a lot of controversy there after analyzing the components of the molars found in 1927. It turned out the tooth was not from humans or monkeys, but it came from a wild bear. There's no mechanism to make the macroevolution, which evolving one species to the other. So when you look at the fossil records, fish is fish, amoeba is amoeba, shell is shell, animal is animal. So there's no intermediate steps at all. It's just preserved precisely as it was, as it is nowadays. Even though some species follows we can't find it anymore nowadays. Again, with the bones shown, the painter's guess and imagination have drawn the picture in the center of the screen we showed in previous the page of the screen. And these creative, imaginative imagination have a strong influence on the public. The Nebraska man from the United States was based on a tooth of the existing pig. In 1922, this picture was attached to London News as our imaginary ancestor. Not all scientists are for all fakes like this. It is true that these fakes are poisonous in their claim to evolution. Like a Korean scientist example, Hwang Woo-suk, poisonous contains onion. You know, the actual poisonous liquid contains only 0.005% of poison in the liquid. But it can make a serious influence as a whole. So what are the conclusions from fossil data that claim human evolution? Most of evolutionists have no convincing evidence at all for all the hypotheses they have ever presented. So in 1980, 160 world-class evolutionary scholars gathered in Chicago to hold a meeting on the subject of great evolution or macroevolution, which they recognize as a suspension of species. Basically, they say macroevolution evolving one species to the other have officially stopped because they can find it. So, we discussed the central title of whether a small variation in speed, which is microevolution, if she is indeed adaptation, could it be extended to? They said can extend to macroevolution from one species to a more advanced species. But it is apparently answer is no. As you know, the scientific knowledge and facts, for example, in the DNA, number of chromosomes, basically it cannot happen at all. So according to the general evolutionary theory, the basic evolutionary stage of the living things that develop into human beings is like a screen there. The screen is gone in the previous page. So let me explain the multiple steps, phase from the inorganic protozoa, for example, basically from the very basic structure of a cell, single cell, to complicated, more complicated, eventually to be human, like the pyramid shape. of the evolution. The form that divide the evolutionary degree are the changes of the species. And there must be at least some mid-stage beings that are continually shifting at this each step. So this intermediate stage is not just one or two, but a continuous, a spontaneous progress. So if the evolution theory is true, that is macroevolution, evolving one species to the other, if that's true, we should see nowadays, or any fossil record, has uncountable numbers of intermediate steps between existing the fossil record or two existing species. There should be more consecutive or continuous intermediate stages than they are present ones here nowadays. So the evolutionists gathered in that the scientific meeting, evolutionary meeting in Chicago. They argue that small and genetic variations have accumulated over time, and millions of years have evolved into other species that have evolved one more and more, and evidence for this is evident in the fossil record. Most fossil scientists, however, testify that fossils do not show this at all, but rather the species remains the same and does not change. A is A, the B is B, C and C, etc. Even after millions of years, the species shown in the fossil remains unchanged, invariant. Darwin says this is because there are not enough fossils yet. More than 120 years after Darwin's introduction of his hypothesis evolution, the evolutionists gathered in 1980 and found no intermediate stage at all to prove evolution, no matter how much evidence they sought with fossil material that had been unearthed for quite some time. So by themselves, basically, they concluded evolution has stopped happening. So we shouldn't believe the evolution because it is in your textbook. Did you believe until now that what was taught in your school was true? We have to stop believing in this now. In Korean scientific community a few years ago in 2012, there were many words to delete the part about there are some examples of intermediate steps of the horse. Because at the Chicago meeting in 1980, the horse did not evolve, but because it announced that it survived only the species adapted to the survival environment when various species came together at once. So, however, since then, it is suggested that Korean Science and Technology Academy, KSTA, is going to maintain the supplement without just removing it from textbooks, even though the international community, they announced that it's not true at all. So this highlights that I encourage you not to believe whatever taught in the textbook, even in school. It's not necessarily true. So this is a side of the story I never heard while I was studying at school 35 years ago. I don't know how much I was worried when I was in the church because I thought it was all true. The information that acknowledged these errors was not mentioned by my teachers who taught evolution. You know? Were you taught that some part of those old evolutionary theories were found to be false or incorrect? Even if our children learn evolution nowadays, today and tomorrow in the schools, they need to know the weakness in the theory and the missing links doesn't exist at all. So it would be nice to learn the creationism claims that just those that have already been discarded in the secular education system. I teach only on a hypothesis that is not confirmed. They are not teaching at all what they failed. So if you don't teach these things right from the church pulpit, students who attend the church are taught by false evolutionary hypotheses. When children have no judgment, their ancestors are bacteria and amoeba. And everything came from the dirt and nothing, and we are evolving to something else. So they essentially learn they are animals. Science was only a great thing to reveal all of us. Scientists say, whatever you say, a life more trusting than the Bible. In the end, today it is said to be a saint in Christianity, but not in the creation of faith. Let's get it right. So now the scientists, a science finds false claims that are not right, exits itself. Science is a good tool to discover what God created. It's dangerous for scientists to set hypotheses and believe in things that haven't been proven and believing unconditionally. Especially those that deny and distort some historical facts that can be found in the Bible. Do you think it sounds uncomfortable and as a pastor when you hear these sounds? We have to wake up. We cannot all be experts, but at least you must be discerning based on the Word of God. Many scientific hypotheses were partially correct, but were often incomplete. I often see a scientist's hypothesis constantly being criticized and modified by other scientists only a few years after it became a doctrine. What we need to know is that the Old Testament, Genesis, written 3,000 to 4,000 years ago, the origin of all things, the origin of creatures, the origins of the human beings are precisely recorded. The fact is that developed sciences, over 4,000 years old, are not denying that they are wrong. All the developed scientific knowledge, a lot of it over the 4,000 years old, they are not denying what Bible is saying is wrong. So everyone, if you want to break down the house, you need to shake the foundation stone. So Satan has historically put false ideas in people to shake the foundation of our faith, the facts of creation. So foundation, the creation, believing in what 6 days creation that God did is precisely described in the first two chapters of the Bible, which is the foundation stone for our faith. Even if you are a church member, many people don't believe and know the truth of this creation. What a myth. It is believed roughly and made to live religiously. When Christmas comes, we are moved by the birth and death of Jesus, who died on the cross for us. But in fact, the beginnings of creation and sin and beginning with the Genesis, we do not know for sure many things about creation. We just go over it. But there are some who are arguing Christianity that these strange ideas they compromise with this theory of evolution. It is clear that the evolutionary theory that the world speaks is clearly confronted with the Bible. However, being a problem in the church is a different story about creation in the church. So I call these people ritualistic evolutionists. They try to adapt what the world's secular science tells and try to fit into what Bible says. The atheistic evolution is the belief that God created all the living things through the process of evolution when created. Here again, there is a conservative secular evolution and radical secular evolution. The conservative restoration evolution is a claim that the human body was created in a way of evolution, but that the human spirit was instantly created. The radical restoration evolution theory claims that both human body and soul were created in a way of evolution. There are different ways people try to adapt what they learned, what the world, secular world says about how we are created into the biblical story. So it's just complicated explanation that it is to believe in evolution. So progressive creation is while organisms have evolved over a long geological period. It is a theory that God created the parts that cannot be completed by the process of evolution. So whenever needed, God intervened, basically what they're saying. For example, when man first evolved from a monkey-like ancestor to a human form, it became the human being of today by receiving the eternal soul created by God. What a funny hypothesis. So the evolutionary theory of evolution has been developed in various ways from the past to the present, and they chronology and skeletal hypotheses and progressive creationism, etc., different forms. The dangers of the restoration evolution theory may be that they spread pantheistic naturalism and materialism by spreading evolutionary ideas in churches and theological schools. The viewpoint of understanding the Bible is different. It shows that there is a difference in values that interprets the Bible in the end, arguing that it is a literal interpretation because the Bible doesn't fit scientifically. I have talked about this part every day on June 18th, last week, so please refer to the daily meditation materials that are uploaded on our church website. So the obvious thing is, the claim of evolutionary theory is based on understanding rather than belief. In a sense, these claims are no different from evolution. I don't believe, we don't need to believe that we can't understand. When faith comes first rather than understanding, you will come to a right understanding from God. This topic, the example topic, is creation. Whatever created by the Creator, we need to be taught by the Creator. Same thing, the evolutionists, they have a massive belief on the evolutionary theory, and then it forms their world view, so they find any evidence, whatever we can see, all together, and they make a different conclusion. So when faith comes again, when faith comes first rather than understanding, and then you will come to the right understanding from God. So I encourage you to read through the Bible, especially the first book and first chapters of the book of Genesis. And we can believe how trustworthy our amazing God is. And you look at all the history throughout the Bible. Now we can have faith about what God has done amazingly in the first chapters of the Bible. Because God created it. It is necessary to listen to his explanation. How can you know the economy and will of God's creation and created all the universe from the standpoint of not understanding a small part of God's creation? It's beyond our understanding and knowledge and our own wisdom. We can't. We're not going to be explain everything that how we are formed. The history of the restoration of evolution is not just a question of the present age, but a long history that has kept the Bible in the distrust in the church. I believe they only make religious life, to put it mildly, it is a trap of dangerous Satan to live in the image of Jesus, the idol worshipper. So I read the Bible right from the start to the end. If you cannot meet the deep heart of God's personality, if you don't fully acknowledge what God has done, you may not able to meet His love, His amazing grace, and the living God in us. God is just a good God with some. He's not just a good God with omnipotent power, Almighty God. It becomes a religion if you believe only that. It's no different from serving a superstition and idolatry. We need to meet God personally and fully enjoy what God has done, what is recorded in our the Word of God. So when the Israelites occupied the land of Canaan, they worshipped the Lord God as a single God in war, like an idol. Now they settled in the land of Baal and Asherah. Different idols, gods of Canaan, fell into their idolatrous worship of serving them without faith in God's creation. The coming of Jesus will lose its meaning. the presence of the Holy Spirit of truth will be distorted in its use to work for strange mystical phenomena. We must believe in creation as fact. Creation is the root of creation, our Christian faith. So we, as the children of God, must know what to defend against what secular science is saying. Listen carefully. You shouldn't set the whole Red Sea at all, but you must build your whole faith. The crucifixion events has already been completed. If you take that incident with deep gratitude in your heart, what God wants is not to feel guilty, as we talk about the cross all the time. Now you have been restored to the sons of God. You are not only saddened by tears of emotions and thankfulness, but always want to live as a people of God, as a soldier in the land you are sent to. Enter the desert like a people of God. Go to Canaan, the place where you are, your home, your job, your business, your school. Live like a people sent from there, as a soldier, a serving God, following the principles and values of the Word of God, who created and blessed us with the faith of creation. I encourage you to hold on to this creationism, our creation faith. Also, fully trusting what God has done and who is doing in us. We also hope for the Jesus' second coming, what He will do in the future. I pray in the name of the Lord, we are living in the same place where we are living, according to the principles of the Word of God. As we are saved as a Son of God, as a God's people, we need to depart from there. We need to be disciplined. We need to meditate the Word of God on a daily basis. As our Savior Jesus Christ carried us, we need to carry Him now. As we step out of our comfort zone, the Holy Spirit will work in us throughout our obedience. So let us claim what God has done in this world. Let Him work through our life. Again, this evolutionary theory is a very good example. Some part of the scientific knowledge is not necessarily true. The opposite side of evolution is not non-evolution. It is, but the Bible. A lot of work done behind the scene by Satan. Now everyone, whole mankind on this earth is brainwashed by this false knowledge. Let us awake and look at the Bible and look at everything in the world with this biblical viewpoint. We believe in the 6 days creation, also everything shown thereafter in the Bible. Also, who was sent by Jesus, who was sent by the Father God to save all the mankind. Also, we look forward to His second coming in the future. Also, we look forward to the Holy Spirit working in us today and tomorrow. This is all on the same line of our belief and faith. So as we go through the first book of the Bible, Genesis, let's make a firm faith and robust trust in God and in what God has done for us, for this world. Amen. Let us pray.